Conversation with Andy and talking some about the economy, the labor market, and jobs and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that nearly 3% of the U.S. workforce quit their jobs in the month of August.
Yeah. That's like almost 700,000, wasn't it?
No, 4.3 million.
Was it? Okay.
That's a lot of people. This is from the Labor Department. It's about 2.9% of the workforce. So why? It's very interesting. It's being driven in part by workers less willing to endure inconvenient hours, poor compensation, bad conditions, because they know there are opportunities elsewhere. So this is the good thing, is it, of employers needing employees? But for workers, they are sort of in the driver's seat, no?
Well, I think some people are being very foolish. Because some people, I believe, have this idea that, I don't know what's in people's minds, obviously. But I think when people say, I'm not going back to work, it must be nice.
I'm flipping burgers. I could do something else. Maybe that's what some people are saying.
I don't know. I hope they're thinking this through. It's amazing to me, because, Frank, we were talking the other week. I mean, how long could you take off of work and not work with an income? I'm not so sure that... You know, I don't know. I don't know how they do this. I don't know how people say, I don't need to go to work.
Well nice. Look, there are 10.4 million job openings in the country as of the end of August.
Right, at least.
So that's more leverage for workers.
Well, okay. But as long as they're going to be compensated by not working... Then why work?
They have more confidence that they're going to find a better position.
Well, that's all well and true. But, Frank, at some point, the thing is, you cannot continually create the welfare state, which means if you're not going to work, we're going to pay. That's got to stop. And
that's not what it is.
Well, what do you think it is, Frank? It has to be.
It's the job openings that are out there. That people are going, look, there's all these employers looking, for positions, I could do better than what I'm doing now.
Well, then they should do, then I don't understand the people that want to work, that would say, let's say this, they were working as a housekeeper in a hotel. What are they waiting for? Or do they think that they're going to go as vice president of Electrolux vacuum cleaner company. I think that's wonderful if you have that ability. But I'm not seeing that some people that were working at McDonald's say, well, I'm not going to do that. Well, what are they holding out for? A job as a computer programmer? I think that what you're saying makes a little sense, but not a lot.
I mean, well, I think there's some computer programmers who are flipping burgers. Yeah, I mean, if you're an employer or a worker. Is this seem true to you, what I'm saying?
I think people are very foolish. I think it's the sad part is God bless them. If there's so many jobs out there and they don't want one or need one, it's amazing to me. But I also know how important it is to have a job. And apparently a lot of people, 4.something million, don't really care about that. Let's see what Tom says. Maybe Tom has an answer.
Well, Ken, I think, was next in line.
That's what I said, Ken. Ken, you're up first.
I think this situation is actually stratified in the fact that I am a local employer. We've been about 5 employees short all year.
Right.
And I think you're seeing older people that when COVID came in retired early and took their pensions, and that's why they don't
right.
have to work.
That's yeah.
And I think you're seeing younger people that are living home with mom and dad because they're living off their pension too. And it's in that middle age that is pretty much carrying the brunt. But I can tell you, Frank, we hire entry-level people, and if you can get them to show up regular in a month, 40% of the time, you're lucky.
Wow.
And I mean, we just had one quit right now because, quote-unquote, the job wasn't working out for him, and he wasn't making enough money, and he never showed up for work. So we had to explain to him, you have to show up to get paid.
Well, of course. But I think more workers are saying
Ken said
the one you just quoted.
Ken, say this again. The workers, say that again to me. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Say it again.
We had a worker leave because he wasn't making enough money, but he never showed up at work.
Well, that's, so, yeah.
You know,
crazy.
But that's not abnormal, Frank. I mean, two things have been proven in this. One, the whole BS about raising the minimum wage will not cause inflation has been totally blown out the window. I mean, it's obvious that that causes inflation. It's caused inflation, and it's going to ripple through your food system big time. Now, the other issue we have is we are in the food system, and it's hot work.
Yeah.
And physical work.
Yes, it is.
And you don't find anybody that wants to get off their Netflix or out of their air conditioner and come to work. And I think there's a lot of, you know, 20-somethings that mom and dad said, oh, it's okay, stay home, you know, this will pass. And my question is, when they finally realize, because no matter how much the government gives you, inflation is eating it up. When they finally realize they actually have to work a job, can they actually go back to work and show up on time on a regular basis? Or are they just going to sit home in their pajamas and say, I don't know why I had to work, I didn't before?
Yeah. Andy just texts back. Andy hired two people in the last 6 weeks. He agreed to their wage request, and both of them never showed up.
Yeah. Oh, we have had 7 people that have answered a job through Facebook.
Right.
We have interviewed them through Facebook. We have hired them. We have messaged them the night before they're supposed to start, and they said yes, they will be there and not show up.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. I mean, we've even had people who have certain handicaps. This was we were using them in an operation where it was a perfect job for them, and they worked 2 days, and they said, you know, one literally told me, I can't get out of bed this early. The job started at 8 o'clock, and she lived 5 miles away.
Well, the sad part is, once the government realizes that it's hurting itself by, babysitting individuals with an income, and that's another part of the socialist idea, is that we just give everybody a basic income, so nobody has to work.
The problem is what about, we've had this discussion, all of us out here working, carrying the load, there's going to be a day when we just throw our hands up and say, the heck with it.
Right.
You guys are on your own. We're not carrying your butts around anymore.
Right.
And I think that this has gone on for more than a year, and you're going to have people that really are going to have a hard time, and that's why they're not showing up for these jobs. They know they should be working, but they have a hard time actually doing it and, you know, showing up regular because they haven't done it for a year, and they're like an athlete out of condition. They may think they're going to do it, but they can't do it.
Well, Ken, I feel for you if you're a small business person and you're not making an enormous amount of money and just making enough to get by. But I'll tell you, you're looking at it as an employer. A lot of workers are saying, pay more. And it's not that easy for me to do that. And they're saying, you shouldn't be in business if you can't afford to pay more. To get workers.
I have a job. We typically pay $14 to $15 an hour. We advertise at $19 an hour. $19 an hour for a very simpler job. Do you know how many applications we got?
How many?
Zero.
Wow. I see. A question I had. I told someone yesterday. I drive by Roy Rogers Restaurant close by us. $3,000 sign-on bonus for their management trainee program.
Yeah,
they're not getting any people.
Yeah.
Because they think they get the $3,000 up front, you know.
Frederick County Public Schools, I think it's about that for a sign-on bonus, and they're very, very short of personnel.
Yeah, I can pay whatever you want me to pay, but you're not going to pay the price for my product in the end.
Right, exactly. Because
I don't care if I pay $50 an hour.
Right.
But if you guys are willing to pay what $50 an hour costs you in the end product, but you won't pay that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And that's what they miss mistake. This is a mistake of the left. They think that you're sitting back there, Ken, with multi-millions of dollars on every, you just have too much money. And the point is, they don't realize what the costs are, what how close it is, and margins. They don't understand. They've never been in business.
Well, Tim, I have worked 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, all this year.
Yes, sir.
And we are behind because I have to make up for the people who don't show up and the people we can't get.
Right.
And we're trying to figure out what we're going to do next year because I can't continue to do this.
No.
And it's not effective. But, I mean, when your store shelves are empty and you're hungry, you know,